episode 258, Take Back Your Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by,
happy day, gorgeous ladies. How are you doing? I hope you are ready for an amazing day, just because you are amazing. You are. And I feel like, you know what, I need to have a whole list of adjectives so I can just tell you how wonderful and terrific and stupendous and spectacular and awesome and on and on and on that you are, even though at times you're like, I just don't want to get out of bed. But today, that's not your excuse. Why? Because it's group time. It's chat time. Whoop, whoop. All right, raise the roof. Are you ready? Now, oddly enough, if you're wondering, if you're like, this is kind of only maybe your second or third time you've heard me, and maybe it's your first time. Oh my goodness. I think I'm losing my voice. I was having a chat with my daughter, and it was funny because it was cracking like I was going through puberty or something, and she just died laughing. She's like, finally, my dream will come true. And I'm like, what, that your mom loses her voice? That would be wonderful, Mom. And I'm like, no, it's not wonderful. So if I crack a little bit, I'm really not sick. I feel absolutely wonderful. I feel great. I'm energetic and enthusiastic for you. But for some reason, my voice is going. I don't know why. So if I begin to talk a little lower to you, maybe you'll understand. So I just wanted to pinpoint that out. This is not usually how I sound. And if I sound like a squeaking duck, well, enjoy it, because it'll make our coffee time a greater coffee time with more smiles, right? We always want smiles. And with you, every day is a smile. Now, if this is kind of the first time you found this Create Your Now wonderful, awesome family, welcome to this. Oh my gosh. I just can't tell you how blessed we are to have all these beautiful ladies around the world. And I can't just say ladies, because we have men too. So, hey, all our hunky guys out there that are part of our community, we love you just the same. So we've got to get started, because I don't know about you, but it's time to take your life back. Have you been giving it away? Have you been totally like giving power to everybody else and allowing them to kind of rule over you? Well, I think a lot of us do that, me included. I'm talking to myself today, because we get bombarded. We get into the busyness, the hecticness, if that's a word. If not, I just made it up. The hectic part of our schedule, and we dive in and we're like, oh, I have to do that. Because why do you have to do that? I just have to. We don't even sometimes know why we do what we do. And I had a girlfriend actually send me a text. She goes, oh my gosh, I just sat down and wrote out my entire schedule. And she goes, I'm just kind of, I want to go back to bed. I'm a little overwhelmed. You know, I'm already tired just by writing it down, and I haven't even done it yet today. That's not a way you want to start your day. You need to take your life back. You need to claim it as yours. You need to hold on to that power. Now, part of that comes from, as we get older, the one thing that doesn't stop growing in us is fear. You thought I was going to say wait, didn't you? No, I'm not. It's fear. You see, when you were young, you would be willing to almost try anything. The fear factor really didn't exist. I mean, I can remember when Kaylin, our oldest, we were out living in the farm, on our family's farm, where my grandmother, they built the house. In fact, the family farm is still part of the family, which is totally awesome. And we had this great tree behind the house, huge tree. And so we put a little baby swing on it. And it was awesome that when, you know, it was just her and Mom, because Daddy was in school, and we would come home, I would pick her up from day school, and I would come home after work, and we would go swing outside. Well, it was beginning to get kind of, you know, dark out, kind of hitting dusk, and all of a sudden, she's got this huge honking thing sticking out of her mouth. Okay, first time mama here. Now, not much scares me, but when it's moving and it's black and dark, that's not a good thing to see out of your baby's mouth, right? So I'm like, what? And I was standing right there. It was a cicada. She had this, I kid you not, it was at least an inch and a half big. This thing was honking huge, okay? For her, she thought it was funny. She was laughing. She was giggling. I went to rip it out of her mouth, and she just thought, like, nothing of it. You know, she got mad at me, you know, with, like, kind of squirming, pushing me away. She just wanted to play, and she was just biting down on it. I'm like, no, you can't have that. That's gross. That fear that we get as we get older, but as a child, there is no fear, or there's very little of it. And we don't kind of let everybody else have the power. I mean, think about it. If we were fearful when we were a child, would we really ever walk? I mean, granted, we're littler then, and so we have less space to fall, right? You know, we're so much closer to the ground, so there's less distance between me and me hitting the floor. So probably we're not as scared, but when we're older, yeah, there's more distance there. The problem is that we continue to give it power. We let it rule our life. We let everybody else dictate what we should be doing. We fall into things without even thinking about it. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you know what, Subi, I need you to volunteer for this. And you're like, what? Sure, I'll be happy to help. Just sign me up. What do you need? Well, I'm not really sure what I need, but I just need you. Okay, count me in. I'll be there. You just said yes to absolutely everything, but you don't even know what you said yes to. Take back your life. You're giving it away. You're letting everybody else have the power. Now that you're older, yes, because you're getting older. Every single second, we're getting older. But I got to tell you, though, celebrate it. You're wiser, okay? That fear seems to paralyze you. It's sometimes very easy to do life by just letting it happen, by letting other people make those decisions for us. Now, we don't think that's a big deal. But when you are sitting here organizing your daily schedule, your weekly or your monthly or even your yearly, if you're looking at vacation time saying, oh, we got to take a break away from doing this, we've got to do this. When you do that, it amazes me how at times, you sit there and you're like, I have absolutely no time. Well, this project's going to run into here and this volunteer, you know, thing here. And then I'm speaking over here. And next thing you know, we've got soccer and football. And then we've got to put in the band trip here. We got the choir trip here. And oh, wait. And then we've got youth ministry here. And then you're like, I don't have any time. It doesn't exist. Take back your life. What's happening? It makes it so much easier for you just to let everybody else tell you what to do. Kind of like when you were a child. You had somebody else to tell you what to do. And now that you're older, you're still having people tell you what to do. It's just done a little bit differently. Your job does the same thing. I need you here. By the way, we've got a weekend picnic and you need to be here. You're in charge of this point. You need to be here. Homecoming's coming up. You guys are working the concession stand. You got to be here. Oh, wait, I need you to face paint because you're so artistically talented. We need you there. We've got to have someone to take over that. Can you also find about 20 volunteers, too, to rotate through the night? And you wonder why you need to take your life back. A lot of times, though, it's the fear of, what if I stop doing some of this stuff? What if I begin to live a more simplistic life? That doesn't mean you don't do anything, but you do things with more intention. You begin to say, okay, I can do this. I can face the fear that I have of maybe the unknown, whatever that fear is, and I can make a decision. Because what happens is when this fear begins to paralyze you, it also becomes destructive. It keeps you from experiencing life, from living out your greatest potential, and it eventually leads to self-sabotaging. And you definitely don't like who you see in the mirror anymore, so loving your reflection is out the door. Why? Because you don't have your life. Everybody else has the power. It's time to take back your life. You don't need to have everybody else's hands in your life. Some of you may have over-controlling parents, And I say this kind of as a giggle because I don't necessarily have kind of those overzealous parents that would say, oh, you got to get involved in this. You got to do this. But I was talking to my mom and I had to giggle because I was traveling back home from a conference and had quite a long drive. And so it was in Chicago. And so I was driving back home and driving through the Midwest. And we were talking and I said, you know, I wonder what it would be like if I only would have had one child or maybe two or even three. And I said, of course, I would not change it for the world. I absolutely love being a mom of five. In fact, I probably would love being a mom of 20. And at times I feel like that because all their friends come over, et cetera, et cetera. So there are times that, yes, I'm a mom to many, many others. But when and if that would have happened, she made the comment. She goes, well, you know what, Christiane, if that would have happened and you only had one child or maybe two, she goes, you would have been into so much more. You wouldn't be sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Who knows what you would be doing? But nothing would have stopped you. And that did make me pause for a moment. Because I knew that for some odd, strange reason, I was a woman of intention. And a lot of times, we let that go. We let that part, and we let everybody else take part in claiming intention over our life, claiming power over our life. And we let the fear of, gosh, I don't know that I even want to deal with it. So yeah, hey, I'll do it because you're doing it. Well, does it really fit in your schedule? Is it really what you want to focus on? Is it in your season? Is it the right time? It may not be the right time if you need to be home with your husband working on your relationship. It may not be the right time if you have absolutely small little ones and because of your work schedule and your husband's work schedule, you need to be home with them. There's a season for everything. There's a time for everything. Take back your life. Now, guess what? I have great news. You can take back your life. There is hope. And there's hope in this. And it's a fun one. And you're probably going to, maybe you'll die laughing, maybe not. But, you know, I like to have a lot of fun. And so one of the things that I think is just perfect is this. Are you ready? Here's your kiss. Your kiss is hug your monsters. Yeah, hug your monsters. You're like, okay, Christiane, you've totally jumped off the ship. No, seriously, hug your monsters. Ever heard of that? Hug your monsters. What I mean by that is this. You need to identify your monster. What is holding you back? What do you fear the most? What is it that you're trying to accomplish, but you really don't want to do it? You need to identify that monster. Number two, then, do what you fear the most first. And that can be applied daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Do what you fear the most first. And then number three, embrace your monster. Yeah. Hug it out. Hug it out and take back your life. Let me give you some examples here because you're like, okay, I'm not sure about hugging this monster, but I'll give it a shot. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. Let's say you are a writer and your whole thing has been, oh, you've heard about the blogging and you've got something that you really could blog about. And it's been on your mind now for months, maybe even years. And you're like, gosh, it's not that hard. I could do that. I mean, people just do that. And then they start chatting and I could be maybe get on as a guest blogger. And you just keep talking about it. And then you go on, just like, oh, I just don't even know how to get started. What should I do? How should I do it? I know I'd have to get a website, but I don't even know how to create this. And I really don't have the resources. So what you fear the most, it's not necessarily the writing part because you love it, but it's the website. So that's what you need to do first. That's your monster. You need to get a website. So after you get your .com, you go and you set up something so basic. Anybody, I kid you not, anybody can do it. I've done it myself. And there's things that you can pay a monthly subscription on, but there's WordPress sites. You don't even have to do that. And you can set it up, and it's so basic, you will be up and running within a day. Seriously, if you don't know anything about it, You just kind of follow their little cues. No, it's not going to be like the gorgeous site ever, but you're wanting just to type your information on it and get it out to the world. It's not that hard, but what you fear the most is, what if it actually happens? Then someone will find me, and then they'll read about me. Hug your monster. Hug it. I personally, I've been working on my different workout programs and changing things up a little bit, and I've told you recently that I've started back into running again. I took some kind of a hiatus off from it due to a couple injuries. I had a couple setbacks. Anyway, so now I'm kind of changing things up, different focus, etc. Well, there are some things that I just flat out do not like to do, and sprinting is one of them. That is my ultimate monster. I do not like it, Sam, I am. I want to stay as far away from the sprints as I can. However, I know this. And so when it's in my schedule for the week, guess what? I put it first. I get that monster out of the way. Why? Because then I know the rest of the week I don't have to do it. It's done already. It makes my week even better. I can smile more and I can celebrate. I hug my monster, kiss a goodbye. Woohoo! I'm done. Take your life back. Hug your monsters. This can happen literally on a daily basis. You can look at your goals. If you set up your what your quote unquote your to-dos are for the next day, if you do it that night, if you're a planner that way, then you can look at your to-do list. And if you have, you know, really ultimately pick your top three things. Seriously, I'm being serious here. Top three things that must get done. Not, oh, I hope to get this done. See, a lot of us have this to-do list that are like 10, 12, 15, 20 items on there. And we get to the first one and we feel like, what? A failure. You wonder why. So you just take your top three always. Your top three that must happen. You get those done and you'll feel like a success every single day. So when you're planning that, you take your top three. And of those top three, do what you fear the most. Hug the monsters. You do that one, and then you do the next second monster. Maybe the third one isn't even a second monster or a third monster. It's just, I can't wait to do that. It's fun. Do you see the difference? Your energy is going to be like, wow, I'm going to wake up. And I'm going to be actually excited for the day. You won't have any more dreaded Mondays or dreaded Fridays or dreaded Wednesdays. Your excuses will be removed. You will be able to take back your life. You deserve it. You deserve to have that power back. Don't give somebody else that power. Don't give somebody else the control. You control you. Take back your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Now remember, go hug that monster. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.